It will not elude me. It will not elude me. It will not elude me. In the mighty name of Jesus. It will not elude me. It will not elude me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's open our mouth and pray.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. There's a song I would like to teach us before we go into the word of the Lord tonight. The song says, only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Can satisfy my soul. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Can satisfy my soul. That's a song. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Can satisfy my soul. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Can satisfy my soul. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Can satisfy my soul. Nothing else can do. Oh. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Can satisfy my soul. Only you, Lord. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Can satisfy my soul. Not money, not anything, Lord. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Can satisfy my soul. Only you can glorify me. Only you can glorify my soul. Can glorify my soul. Only you, Lord.
Only you can glorify. Yeah. Only you can glorify my soul. Can glorify my soul.
Only you can glorify. Only you can glorify me. Only you can glorify my soul.
Only you can satisfy me.
Only you can satisfy my soul. Can satisfy. Oh, only you,
yeah. Only you can satisfy me.
Only you can satisfy my soul. Can satisfy my soul.
Can we just sing that song without the drums and make a confession to God? That only you can satisfy me. I've met people who have riches and wealth, but they are not fulfilled. Only you, O Lord. My satisfaction will come in my relationship with you. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. Only you can satisfy
me. Only you can satisfy my soul. satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. Only you, oh Lord. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Can satisfy my soul.
Father, we thank you tonight. We have come to your presence because we need you. That song say, I need you, oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
I want us to pray a prayer before I go into the word of the Lord. I need you, Lord. The song says, I need you every hour, most holy. It said, I need you every hour. Even temptation may come my way. He said, I need you, oh Lord. I want you to pray tonight, Lord, I need you. I've done my best. I have searched for everything to comfort my thirst. But I need you. Oh, my people, I wish you understand the prayer. I need you, oh Lord. I need you. I need you. Consume my life. I need you. Let nothing matter to me again. I need you. I need you. You can't pray because you don't understand the prayer. Nothing on earth make any sense than having God. There's no price on that. Lord, if I find favor in your sight. Lord, please hear my heart cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. I've crossed the hottest desert. And I've traveled in a for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are. 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 Joy is where you are. Peace is where you are. Love is where you are. I wanna be where you are. For your glory, I will do
where you are.
I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Nothing can satisfy us, O Lord. Nothing can satisfy us. The journey of this earth is too difficult for a man to walk without you. We cannot do nothing. We need you, O Lord. The race is not for the swift, neither is battle for the strong. We need you. We need you. We need you. It is the habitation of cruelty. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you to be who you want us to be. Our energy, our strength may not be able to achieve this. We need you. We need you. To serve you may become difficult if you don't help us. We need you. We need you. At times our faith fails us, but we need you, Lord. Help us. We need you. May your word come expressly to us tonight. Prepare our hearts to receive. Enlarge and increase us. And let your name alone be praised tonight. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let's say a good amen. God bless you, people of God. I want to welcome each and everyone tonight for the grace to be here. And I know that God has a word for someone tonight. And the grace to be doers and not just hearers shall come upon us in Jesus' name. Let's open our Bible to Genesis. Genesis chapter number 1. I will read a verse in Genesis chapter 1. Where's my Bible here? Okay. I'll read verse 26. And God blessed the man. Let me start from 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. I need you to pay attention to tonight's meeting. And if you really desire a change for your life, I'll implore that you listen to the sermon over and over again after being preached. I want to teach on what I titled tonight in our explosive encounter, Created for Influence. Created for Influence. Created for Influence. It is essential to understand God's expectation over his children
If you are a Bible student, you will understand that the great apostle who did tremendous work in the kingdom, and his work lived even after he has gone, says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18, said that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. There is a particular expectation in the calling. He didn't just call you to be a Christian. There is a particular expectation. He says so that you will know the hope of his calling and what the riches of his inheritance in sin. There is a particular hope in God when he calls a man. That the eyes of your understanding may be, you need to understand that there is a hope in God for the call he has called you. He didn't call you for calling's sake. There is something he wants to achieve through you. So Paul was preaching to them, you need the spirit of wisdom. Glory be to God for that. He said, but that the eyes of your understanding, because it takes understanding to know that there is God's expectation for our lives. May you not fail God. You know, one thing I've learned is when we fail God, we have failed our generation. Because the things of God are conditional. I said it, God loves us all. But some men are different in God's hand. I was teaching last night and I was speaking where I was ministering. I was saying, there are men who spoke and negotiated the mind of God within a minute. And God said, okay, I changed my mind. God told Isaiah, tell Ezekiah is dying. And the same hour, the man said, Prophet Ezekiah, I honor you, sir. But I don't have anything to talk to you about. Thank you, sir, for the message. I know you are the greatest prophet in the land. And the man went back to God and said, really? Did you just send me a message of death? And God said, Ezekiah, you have succeeded in negotiating. Prophet, please go back. Tell him you die again. You know, there are men who can turn prophecy to lies. You can see me die in your prophecy, but watch me make your prophecy to be lie. When you know how to negotiate with God in the place of prayer, you can change anything. Somebody praise God. So Paul said that the eyes of your understanding, it means that your understanding can be blind. The eyes of your understanding, it shows that the understanding can be blind. You can think you know, but you don't know because your understanding is blind. It's like when you say give offering and you think the church is taking from you because your understanding is blind. It's a privilege to give an offering to God when you have understanding. So that's why we say offering time is blessing time. So you and I can walk with the Lord for 10 years in our records, 20 years in our records, yet we are blind in understanding. And we can passionately be defending this portion of our life that, no, I know. And yet we are blind spiritually. I met a woman, she went to a Bible school and they told her there's nothing called the prophetic again. She was a prophetess firebrand. And they removed everything in her head with the doctrine. And now she can't even prophesy again. When I met her, I said, what? God polished the devil. Did you just say that? He said, that's why. I said, you are waking up. Elderly woman, but you know, she listens to me. And I've watched her prophesying now. He said, thank you, sir, for helping me back. Our understanding can be blind. You may think you know, and you know wrongly.
And you may be proving what you think you know, and it is not right. So Paul said that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. It will take an enlightened eye, the eyes that can see by the spirit of wisdom, to understand the hope of God's calling for your life. There is a call upon me. There is a call upon you. Else you will wake up and come to church so that you want to be blessed. So all you concentrate about coming to church will be, God must answer my prayer, must pay my bill, must satisfy my need, must supply all I wanted. If your coming to church is about what God can do, the eyes of your understanding is what? Blind. We are not coming to church to be blessed. We are coming to church because we are blessed. I want to take a step further in the teachings in Mercy Through Mission. So I'm going to be teaching maturely now. There are many times I prepare someone and say, it's not time. Don't put this there. But it's time. I want to start teaching from the heart. And not just teaching from that. I mean, I want to be teaching the raw truth to the mature people. And I pray you catch up. In the name of Jesus. We are not coming to church. If your notion, let's go again, there is 3 days prayer, and then we want to be, everybody is shouting, everybody is screaming, oh God, you are sweating. Because you want to, your notion to come to church is to be blessed. And God is saying, no. I ask you to come to church because it is the gathering of the people who are blessed. Until our relationship with God exceeds getting blessed, we will never have the fullness of God. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Can satisfy my soul. There's nothing that can satisfy a man. I can assure you. When the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, then his Apostle Paul said, then you shall understand the hope of his calling. There is God. That hope there is expectation of God. He didn't call you to come to church to be blessed. He sent you to the church because you are the blessed generation. And he wants the generation of men who are blessed to come. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Because curse is it that is hung upon the tree, that the blessing of Abraham may be for us. We are blessed. Because he has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. We are blessed, people of God. I can't deny. See, I cannot. Let me not deceive you. We are blessed. And I said, I want to teach you very maturely from now henceforth. If I tell you, oh, bless you, if I decree that you are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed, go and be blessed in the name of Jesus. It is a religious declaration. Hallelujah. Because you are blessed. I'm not the one to bless you. God has blessed you already. All things. 2 Peter 1:3. Because he has blessed us with all blessings that pertain life and godliness. Did your Bible not say you are royal priesthood? Holy nation? Peculiar people? This will help our relationship with God. You know, do you know why many of us have not gotten God's power and anointing? It's because anytime you go for quiet time, you are going to God to get. You can't get. No, you're an armed robber. You don't go to God to get. You go to God for relationship. When you relate with him, he said, we behold him, his glory like in a mirror. Did your Bible not say that? He said, when we behold him as a glass, then daily, he said, we are being transformed. So looking unto him, concentrating on him, transforms you. The prayer of all God transform me is a religious prayer. Fellowship with him. Everything that constitutes in God becomes your own. So when I come to church, I'm coming to church because I know I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm coming to church to worship God. I'm not coming to church to pray to receive. I have been given. You are blessed from before you are created. You are blessed. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This will help us. That's why, you know, when you say come to church, you may not want to come because you thought you would have prayed a prayer yesterday. Forgetting the part that we come to church to worship our Maker who has already blessed us. These are the people the Father is seeking for, not parasite. He said, the time shall come that the Father will seek. John 4:24. He will be the one seeking after you. You don't get the question here. The Father seeketh for they that will worship in spirit and in truth. So because in the beginning he has blessed you. Look at verse 26 of the scripture. He said, Genesis 1:26. And God blessed them. That's all. They didn't work for it. It's not their prayer. It's not their fasting. Neither their vigil. This is an understanding that will move you and I to the next level of our relationship with God. And God blessed them. Not because they fasted. They didn't go to any mountain. And I'm telling you, no generation will survive the Holocaust and the persecution that is coming if they don't have relationship with God. I'm telling you. Money cannot sustain us. I'm telling you, sir. It will take a generation who have relationship with God to be able to survive this persecution that is on the way. So we are blessed. We are not coming to church because we want to be blessed. No. We come to church because we are blessed. We don't give because we want God to bless us. We give because we know we are blessed of God. Our giving is an expression of the blessing. It doesn't matter how small it is. And you know what God is saying? This teaching of give and it shall be given to you, good measure, pressure, it is deeper than that literal quotation you are making. Didn't your Bible say it is even more blessed to give than to receive? God didn't promise to bless Abraham. He told Abraham that you shall be a blessing to nations. God didn't call us to be blessed. He called us to bless nations because he has blessed us already. This understanding will help your faith. Or else you'll be screaming and shouting instead of declaring faith and thanking God for what he has done. Did I not teach you here the mystery of praise? You don't praise God for what he has done. Praise is an expression of faith. Okay. So it is essential that we understand God's expectation over his children, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, so that you understand the hope of his calling. He has called us from darkness into light. He has called us for his purpose. Why do we need to pay attention to this? Because there is the nature of God in us. God did not put his nature in you for putting sake. There is an expectation. There is a better way to do it. God doesn't need to put the breath of life, a portion of him in you, if there's no reason. There is a nature of God that has the thinking of God. That is like God going down to one mountain. Oluwa, Mowo wa se. That doesn't make sense. Does that make sense? Hello? Is this too much? Is it too much? If God does not need to go to the mountain and cry for money, it doesn't make sense you are crying for money. And the enemy will keep us in this section forever. The prayer of God, bring. But the Father seeketh them. He's seeking for them. So, when we understand the hope of his calling, we will understand that, number one, there is the breath of God in us. Number two, there is the nature of God in us. Number three, there is the word of God in us. This is the word that says, have dominion. There is the breath of God, which is the spirit of God. There is the nature of God, which is creative. There is the word of God that says we must dominate. That's instruction. So there is something that God asks you and I to do. We are doing so many things. The Old Testament commands us to dominate. Kyriarchia. That is the Greek word for dominating. Kyriarchia says reigning. Reigning or supremacy. God commanded you and I in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 to dominate. He didn't say to die in the place of prayer. And God blessed them. He said, be fruitful and multiply and have dominion. You are praying for so many things, and the things that are needful you have abandoned. Let me show you something. I told you that praise is an expression of faith. Hebrews 11:6 said, without faith nobody can please the Lord. The Bible says, if any man pleases the Lord, the ways of a man pleases the Lord, he'll make him and his enemy dwell in peace. So the key for victory over my enemy is faith. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6 was clear. Without faith, it doesn't matter anything you do. Cry from today till tomorrow. Fast from today till tomorrow. Do vigil from today till tomorrow. Become monkey. Go into every mountain you know. Without faith, he said you can't please him. In fact, give all the seed and the tithe you can give. Without faith, he said you can't please him. Now, he now said, but if the way of a man pleases the Lord, it means that if a man is a man of faith, the only way to please God is to live in faith. Then he will cause your enemies to dwell in peace with you. That's victory. Is that correct? Come on, I say, is that correct? Didn't your Bible say in 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 that anything that is born of God overcometh the world, even our faith? These things are misery. Things of God must be revealed to you. So it means faith plays a lot of roles in my victory against the enemy. In fact, he said, he will prepare a table before your enemies. That's powerful, people of God. He that will come to God must believe that he is and is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He that called the things that were not as if they were. That is the nature of God. He made all things out of nothing. Hey, he made all things out of nothing. He asked you to dominate. It didn't look like it, but he has said it. It has to happen. It's an understanding. He didn't say you should pray for dominion. He said they couldn't enter the rest because of their unbelief. They could not enter the rest because of their unbelief. Did you see that? They couldn't enter the rest of God because of their unbelief. So if you and I will enjoy God's rest, we must come to the place where our faith becomes unshakable. So, in the Old Testament, he emphasized that we must dominate. And so, of course, if you're a Bible student, you remember that when God created everything, he brought them to Adam. And he said, name them. And the Bible said, whatever Adam named them, that is their name thereof. Do you know what that says? God is saying, whatever you name your situation, that is what it will be. Because I have given to you dominion. So, it doesn't make sense. Somebody was telling me on phone. He said this morning or yesterday, in the morning. He said, "Daddy, I wanted to call you, but I don't have credit. That's why I text you." I said, "What did you say?" "Because I don't have credit." I said, "What do you say?" "Because I don't have credit." I said, "What do you say?" He said, "Sir, because I couldn't have access to my credit at that time." Money ori e se pe ni. You don't have. There's no money. There's no. The devil will force you to live against the nature of God that is in you. I'm telling you the truth. The devil is interested in making you to forsake your identity and become who he say you are and not what God say you are. If God say you have dominion, sir, I don't care what the devil says. You have dominion. So God wanted to test what he said. He said, "Adam, did I not say you have dominion?" He said, "Yes, sir." Now, look at all these things. What do you do with them? He said, "Lord, I see this one. Let me call it dog." God said, "Okay. Let me, this one, it looks like goat." If you are called goat, dog, that's what it will be. Whatever you call them, that's what they will be. What do you call your situation? Did God not say you should have dominion? Oh my goodness. When we go to the place of prayer, we even pray like slaves. We are afraid to talk to God. I had Joseph Prince this afternoon. I don't listen to him because he's a radical praise preacher, grace preacher. But I met something when he was preaching on the TV. And he was saying, even going to... You know, the man is dangerous. He said, because you pray, "Father, in the name of Jesus." And he said, "Lord, I have finished praying on my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray." Does not mean God will answer your prayer. Because you may even be praying in the name of Jesus with a religious settings. He said, "Do you know that you can pray without mentioning the name of Jesus? He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world." Did the Bible not say you are the temple of the living God? If Jesus is in you, whatever I say out is said by Jesus. You didn't get it. So mentioning the name, yeah, he said, "I'm not stopping you from mentioning the name, but if you have the understanding that he dwelleth in you, you are not the one asking the Father, because the Father is not interested in your voice." I live in the righteousness of Jesus.
Praise God.
Can I continue?
Okay.
So, if you say you have dominion, it's time to start living the life of dominion. Do you know why you can't achieve anything? It's because you are not living the life of dominion. When you have the understanding of dominion, listen to me, you will begin to position yourself towards dominion. You will be thinking dominion. You will be living the life of dominion. Then the fruit of dominion in you will automatically begin to manifest dominion in your life. There are things you don't need to. You know what is called faith? Faith is relax. Let God do it. God, you may have goals. You don't need to run. Let God do it. He will make all things beautiful in His time. Those who wait upon the Lord, did He not say they shall renew their strength? Today we have vision, we are running, we are not waiting. And so while we are running, we are sweating, we are panting. There's no even, when we go to the place of division, because the energy has been drained, we cannot carry on. At times when the vision comes, just wait in faith. Some of us want to study the Bible and come and preach on the altar like firebrand. Some of us want to pray and see things begin to happen like magic. No! He won't let you know when it will start. You will just see that one day you are in the realm of deep rema. You will just see one day that things begin to happen in your life. Trying to know when is unbelief. Trying to know when is because you don't have faith. Relax your mind. Do your part. Leave the rest to God. Please, am I teaching somebody something here? So that you won't have BP. So in Old Testament, it said we should have dominion. So, supremacy, reign, this speaks more about our royalty and our authority. When he said dominion, he's talking about our royalty and our authority. Dominion is reigning. He's talking about the part of us that must reign. Anywhere I find myself, I must reign. Anywhere I find myself, I have authority to tell the demon in that territory to do what? Pack their load and vacate the place. They must vacate. That's what he's saying in dominion there. So he tested Adam and the man named things and God said, whatever you call them, that is what they are. I can't question you. I already gave you dominion. I already gave you the authority. I already enthroned you on earth. And this is what you don't understand about God. Let me show you this. God did not create you to come and try to be like God. No, he has created the nature of God in you. God created you on earth to tell the devil that I may be in heaven, but my path is still on earth to still reign. Look at the way we are running away from the devil now. And the nature of God is in us. The New Testament compels us to have influence, which is more greater of a call than dominion. That's deep. Matthew chapter 5 verse 13 said, ye are the salt of the world, but if the salt lose its savour, it shall be trampled by men. And verse 14 say, ye are the light of the world. The city that is set upon the hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light up a candle and put it under a bushel. So, Old Testament compel you and I to reign in dominion through our authority. But the New Testament went a little bit further, saying not just dominion, because at times we may be too authoritative when we are reigning. In the New Testament, it says you need to live the life of influence. Salt influences, light influences. It's a greater call. So dominion is reigning while influence is impact. God doesn't just want us to be forming that we are authority like the Old Testament. In New Testament, he wants impact, not just dominion, but impact, so that anyone who comes around you knows that there is something that emits out of your life, either the salt or the light. So, we as light, I've told you that this is influence. We as light influences people, number one, perspective about God. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24 says, let he that has riches not glory in his riches. Eh? Let him that has wealth not glory in his wealth or wisdom. He said, but one thing I desire, that they may know and understand me. There is too much misconception about God. Today, when you go to organization and say, I'm pastor, they say, please leave that pastor part. Please, can we discuss business? Wrong notion about God. If I should come here tomorrow morning now, and two drivers come and park two Prado Jeep plus one Hilux and say, that is Apostle Adenipekun's vehicles. Some of you inside the church will say, we are checking. I observe. He doesn't stay around us again. Maybe he has gone to one place. That Ekiti is going. It's not mountain. He keeps saying he's on the mountain. He roll on Pouty Dogmancy. I want to ban in here. So God said, you are light. And the light is the knowledge. That's where I'm going. Light is the knowledge. That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. That knowledge is light. God wants you to shine to those who has misconstrued and misunderstood him in perspective. People believe God is wicked. It takes few people to believe that God is still good. And it was never God's fault. Because your prayers are not answered, it's not God's fault. Is God not looking at them? Is God not seeing the way they are suffering? People have they have a wrong notion. They have a terrible perspective about God. Even the Muslim community, they don't believe that our God is a good God. Some even Christians in the church, they say, turn on about that. God say, you are the light. Go and change their perspective. I call you to have dominion in Old Testament. But in New Testament, I need you to begin to show them, no, I am not a terrible God. I'm a good God. I pray for you from today that even in your own life, they shall see that God is good. You don't get what I'm saying. A lot of people don't believe that God is good. They believe you must suffer. In fact, some people say, you know what? Well, we are told that God is coming back. It's okay. At least we will make heaven. No. We must change that perspective. And this calls for our character. Did you see? Because it is easier to do business with Muslims now rather than the so-called born-again Christian. Very mean people and careless about the identity they carry. You meet somebody in the office and say, please, I beg you in the name of God, say, remove God here. This is office. Is that not madness? So now they don't trust us with our God again. Because there is a character deficiency. We have a lot of people have misrepresented God. And that's why he's calling you and I to go and tell the world, no, that's not God. I remember when I was working with a magistrate as a driver. He, of course, I'll package myself. I was working with him like a PA. He employed me as a driver, but I deliberately don't want to stay at that driver post. Look at what he said. Oh, I said, I'm a pastor. Say, I will. I follow Pastor Sile. And he's a very blunt person. I follow Pastor Sile. A pastor can like, don't choji walo wombi. I follow Pastor Sile. Forget about being a pastor. I don't need anybody to come here. Please, can you do your work or not? I said, I will do his. Today, up until today, he calls me pastor. When I text him, when I see him display any picture on Facebook or WhatsApp, and I greet him, maybe birthday or something, say, ah, pastor, how are you, sir? I said, I'm fine. How is the family? I said, I'm happy. God bless you. I had to show him. He was so mean to me. He was so careless in words. He doesn't care. The position of being a magistrate was influencing him. But I need to show that not all the people that carry the title pastor are stupid. How do you represent God as his ambassador? You are cheating people with small, small money up and down. They can't trust you with money. Even you sit down with an unbeliever, you are saying, we don't even understand the situation. We have prayed and prayed, nothing is changing. Even you, saying that in the ears of unbeliever. Because your understanding is darkened. It's time to shine as light. To change the perspective of people towards God. God is good. Is God not good? Most of us say God is good because it is written in the Bible. We don't believe it's good. Because when we evaluate our life at times, we say, there's nothing good here. And I'm telling you, it will take you to have faith to walk in dominion. So we need to shine as lights to influence people's perspective about God. Then the ability of God. People must be able to, you see, whatever it will cost you, your life must glorify God. You see, did your Bible not say that me and the children that God has given to me, we are for signs and wonders? Didn't God say that? And so what's wrong with you? God wants you to be able to, when everybody says God is bad, God is terrible, God is wicked, tell them, please, can you look at my life? I'm a wonder. See, didn't you see this? Didn't you see that? Didn't you see this? I'm a wonder. If you are looking for God's ability and wonders, look at my life. God wants your life to be an example of his goodness. So let's leave this babyish prayer life, babyish relationship with God. You go to God every night to pray for what? Because you want God to change your situation? Really? He's not seeking for people like that. No. No, he came to Solomon. He said, Solomon, what do you need? He said, I don't need anything. No, you need something. I must give you something. When you build relationship with God to that point, Moses never asked God for power. He returned his eyes was fire. Relationship. Children of Israel were busy asking for bread and butter, fish and meat. Moses keeps saying, Lord, show me your glory. This is what I need. Your glory. They are shouting there, give us meat. He said, no. If you not go, I won't go. They said, no. We remember cucumber. He said, Lord, me what I want, that I may see your glory. God said, you know what you are doing. He never asked for power. He got it. I pray from today, your perspective about God will change. Average of us here, we are still living the life of an unbeliever with the title being a Christian. Well, okay, thank God you have the money and the cars now. You think it will satisfy your life? It will never. If you build 10 houses today, you will know that there's no satisfaction in that. So, we need to be a light to be able to shine to people the ability of God. And number three, our life must be able to direct people to know the will of God. You know, when they look at you, they say, why are you not clubbing? The Bible said, don't club, Abi. It's because I said, I didn't say that. He said, for you not to go to club, it means the Bible said, don't club. Do you know that kind of life? And then somebody come and scatter the office. And then they will just come and say, what is Sister Lawaja? Did you see what he did? And then you say, yeah, I saw it. Bible said, don't fight, Abi. Okay, we understand. That's what the light means. To show people the path. Somebody is pushing you to divorce your husband. He has been putting pressure. Look at your husband, he's wicked. And then the next time they came, how far with our discussion? You say, which one? Which one did we discuss now? Did you not tell me that things are not working? Yes, I know. Bible says don't divorce Abi. You know one thing I know about wicked people, they know the right thing. They will be the one to quote it to you. Bible says don't divorce Abi. I understand. Me too, I'm not a bad person, you know. I just feel for you, new. Praise God. That's what people do. So we must shine the will of God. So it means that we must not do anything contrary to the will of God, because people are looking at us. We are epistles. I told you need to listen to this sermon again and again and again. The Lord will give you a revelation in Jesus' name. We are salt. I've just explained we as light to change the perspective of people towards God and to show the ability of God, what God can do through our lives. You know, it's like you're at office and maybe your boss just collapsed and then they are rushing into and say, no, drop him. Or they see somebody, they say, no, drop him here. Let me show you what God can do. I was sharing with somebody, I said, you know, until our level of influence come to where our basic salary is 30,000 naira, and our boss can sow the seed of 1 million. He say, your salary in this company is 30,000. But for what I've seen in your life, I sow a seed into you of 1 million. This one that your boss is owing you ordinary 20,000 salary. Something is wrong. It's wrong. When your boss begin to sow seed in your life, sir, please, we have conference in the church. It's going to take 4 days. Can I apply for? You are the one praying for us now. Go. Since you entered this company, things have been changing. You are shining. Showing people what God can do. Not join the clique. You sit down in the office, some people are saying nonsense about God. Hey, we have been, situation of Nigeria is terrible. Hey, my sister. Ha. If you hear my own story, you won't even imagine. Can you imagine that we have not paid the school fees of this girl? Hey. In fact, my husband, they didn't pay the salary for the past 3 months. I have been managing. In fact, if I need to pay Madam Kofo, I need to pay Madam Sikira. You are an unbeliever, you are discussing nonsense. So we are salt, we are to preserve. You see, shining the light is good. That is the knowledge. But it will take you being a salt to manifest. Light is open. Tell them that God is good. It will take you to be a salt to influence them. When they step on your toe, you say sorry. I said, no, I'm the whole place. You say sorry. That's influence. That's influence. Where you can be cheated and then you can preserve the light you shine. You didn't get it. Shining is easy. Preserving what you have said is the point. When you told everybody that there is the power of healing in the name of Jesus, now you are sick. Let's see what you apply. Salt is influence. Preserving the light that has been shown is the work of salt. So Jesus saying you are light and salt. It means that what you have told people about me, you are able to preserve it. Behind the scene, people didn't see you, but they know that you are there. It's like somebody wants to commit suicide and just thinking, look at what Brother Lagbaja told me. You are not there. You are not there. But there is the word you drop there that can preserve the person. It's important to become salt. To be able to preserve our integrity. To be able to preserve our loyalty to God. Some of us started well. Small change, come now. You don't have time for God again. It just get one contract, 1.5 million. Hold on. I'm sorry, your pastor, I'll come to church. We are just busy now. Because of 1.5 million contract. And, sir, I will send my tithe. The church has turned to, you want to come and influence the church. Let your light so shine before men. Do you know why? A time is coming that this generation will not survive. Because the Bible said there's going to be gross darkness upon the earth. It will take you and I to be light with the right perspective of God. Not for people who are seeking for guguru and epa. But men who understand relationship with God, they'll be the only one to provide solution. So, as a salt, we need to preserve the light shined. We need to systematically impact. We are not bossy, but we are there. We are just inside. They know. They know your contribution in the society. You are not proud. You know, you just go to a place, they say, please, just do this, and then you left. You see an uncompleted church build. You just collected your salary. Say, I think they need to cover that window. You just enter there. Say, please, who can I see here? Say, please, take this money, do the window. God bless you. I said, please, what's your name? Who do? I said, don't worry. Influence. Salt is influential, yet it's not known. It's not seen, rather. Where we can impact people's life without taking the glory. Yes, they are Muslim. It doesn't matter. Don't even tell them you are pastor. They will find you one day. What is our... How are we living our life? Are you... Is it from hand to mouth? This will not change anything. You cannot be known in your generation. Hand to mouth? No. 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 Salt is to preserve our relevance. What made you light in the first place? Don't leave it. You know, some of us we started the Christian journey with fellowship. But today now we go there to bombard God with requests. Some of us, when we gave our life to Jesus, we just sit down with the Bible from morning to night. Even though you don't have rhema, you just sit down reading. But today now we go to preach. And the Lord is my shepherd. You close it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. God is my shepherd. God is my shepherd. You don't even sit down to get rhema, dear. light to be able to preserve the truth that is revealed to us. May the Lord restore you. I told you, you need to listen to this sermon again. So our relevance must be important. Yesterday they know you as a Christian. Are you still a Christian? They know you as a man of integrity. Why? Are you still there? They know you don't fornicate. Are you still there? They know you don't drink beer. Are you still there? They know your consistency. Are you still there? They know you love the Lord. Do you still love him? Salt that must be able to preserve who you say you are. And then the people consistently see that the light you showed them 10 years ago. You know, it's like, it is our revelation then, no? Now we have known the truth. my sister, don't sit down and die, oh. You better find your way. You know? Hey, somebody said, my sister, what's happening? Things are not working. He said, did you sit down to that? Are you sitting down to that revelation? You better go out. People don't sit down these days. Oh, I heard that there's one Baba. It's not church, oh, but there's a water he can give you. And then can people 10 years after you have declared Jesus as your Lord and Savior, can you still preserve your integrity? Even when you have temptation like that of Job, can you still say, though he slay me, yet I will trust him? These are the things that will make even the ungodly people to come and serve our God, because of our consistency. Some of us are not. You know, you are giving to somebody because the person offended you, you stop giving. No. You are light, but you refuse to be salt. You used to greet the person very well when everything is smooth between you. Now, the person did something you don't like, and then you stop greeting them. You shined before, but you are not salt. It will take you to be salt. You and your wife, you disagree, yet you still talk to her. You still talk to him. Somebody in your street say, "Imomotira Yoshi, Chombomini." No. You are misrepresenting Jesus. Is you are light? Do you know? She's the woman greeting you. Are you going to church? Okay, pray for us. God bless you, ma. Hey, I wish to come to your church, but you know, the schedule is too much. The same woman who greets you when you go to church now, there's disagreement between the two of you. And you stop greeting them. So they will see you dress up and they know you are going to church while you are keeping malice. The light you shone to them the other time has expired. You are not a Christian at all, because you could not retain and preserve what you have taught. Blessed are the merciful, because they shall receive mercy. How do we achieve this? In conclusion, how can we change the perspective of people towards God? Wealth of knowledge and material is important. Any Christian that says wealth is not important is darkening in his knowledge. We need wealth to change the perspective of the world towards our God. And we can't keep wearing this dirty shirt, dirty trouser, Aladdin shoe that always breathes when we are walking. You know that it will open. So when you take a step, it opens mouth. You drop it, it closes. Aladdin, but I thought he learned. We can't tell God that. We can't tell people that God is good with that. No, we can't. The wealth of knowledge is important, whether we know God is good. We know what to tell them. But sir, we need the wealth that is of material. We need the wealth that is of material, where we can build hospitals and make unbelievers to come and take free treatment. We need wealth that can tell them God is good. We need wealth to build schools and tell them our God is good. We need wealth to distribute food items. If I have money today,
I have access to more than 1 million Almajiris in the northern part of Nigeria. I'll bring them. This shouting, receive Jesus and repent or go to hell. You think God is dead? God is not even using 4G again. God is in 5G. God is in digital world. You still see that in the analog. When they are paying 25,000 on air, that you can reach the whole of Elisha. I beg you. I don't understand. Do you get what I'm saying? There is a way you can air your gospel and 1 million people will listen to you at once. We need wealth, sir, to buy the whole airtime in radio station. When we buy our own, we build our own radio station, they are airing gospel music and messages. 247, they say, oh, there is a station in Elisha. We tune there, you are listening to sermon and worship. Sermon and worship. Sermon, no commercial activities. Sermon and worship. It will take wealth for us to have that. Or else, even in the pastor's house, you open radio. Within 1 hour, when is their time, you hear Allah, you can't kill the radio because you are listening to a program. Even in your own house, they are still doing Allah Akbar. We need wealth to bombard the TV stations, to bombard the radio, to do humanitarian service, build boreholes in rural area. This is the goodness of our God. We can, even when they come, they say, no, this is God. Ah, those Christians are good people. We will change the perspective of people about our God. That our God is not a cheater. He can give you free water, he can give you free food, and then he can supply clothes to you. But if there's no wealth, we can't do this. We can't. If we ourselves are living the life of struggle, how do we tell God, people that our God can do wonders? Ah. We need wealth. Somebody say wealth. So you need to start thinking prayerfully on how to create wealth for yourself. You, God didn't call you to be blessed. He called you to bless others. So it means that you have abundance because you can bless others. Sir? Okay, Anilowo. Okay, I was trying to say, that's what I'm trying to say. So you that you will give people clothes, you say, oh, God is wonderful. You know what? I'm going to bless you with wonderful clothes. And then they are looking at your own. There are potholes already. And maybe even when you are speaking, they are seeing one hole from here. They say, ah, I can see the back. Daddy, somebody is coming behind you. How did you know? I saw it through the hole of your... No. Poverty is a curse. Somebody say poverty is a curse. No, you must get out of it, sir. Because the more you stay there, you keep limiting your God. There's nothing you say about your God, people will not listen. Find your way out of poverty, people. Find your way out of poverty. Get yourself out of poverty. There is a system in the kingdom that can help you. Explore it, please. There's no way a man in poverty can declare the goodness of God. There is no way. Nobody will listen to you. Somebody is close to you, your neighbor, an unbeliever. The wife almost wants to die. There's no money to take them to hospital to treat them. Okay, let's say the situation is not about prayer. You have prayed and nothing happened. What if they need to get that woman to hospital is just 50,000 naira and you don't even have 5,000 at home? And then you are also praying, you are sweating. Yeah.
Don't take the person to hospital. People come to us for help, and then we do all manner. They didn't come for Bible study. This person said there's no food at home. Then you start opening the Bible. You know, God is good, right? He said yes. For God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten son. Mommy, money or mommy, John, let Aliyah know. For God so loved his only begotten son, okay? What are you saying? Shall we pray? What prayer? Somebody said, I have not eaten since yesterday. Take 2,000 or 3,000, give them, go and buy something, and come back and see me. Somebody said, poverty is a curse. He said, I will bless you, and I will bless the nation of the earth through you. You shall not borrow, but you shall lend to nations. Ah, Abba. So we need wealth to correct the perspective of people about God. Number two, we need works. We need works. People need to see what we are doing to correct their notions about God. We need wealth to have influence. We need works for people to see what our God can do. When money comes, anybody that you can feed, you can control his brain. I'm telling you. Any man you can feed, you can control his brain. That's the slave master's ideology. When the French people come to Africa and when they go to some African nation and pack people and tell them, they say, just make sure they don't go to school. Feed them. They keep working in the farm. Are we not still in the slave master era now? Nigerians go abroad and wash, mop toilet, wash feces, do all manner of odd job. For what? Because they want to eat. The white man give them their condition. They don't mind how terrible the place is, because the man is feeding them. Let the people begin to see your works through the influence of your wealth. They will know that God is good. And number three, let them begin to see the wonders and signs in your life. Let them see the wealth. Let them see the works. Let them see that you meet a madman on the road, you lay hands, get healed. Somebody is about to die. I say, don't worry, bring that dead body, bring him. They say they are going to march. I say, bring him here. They say he's dead. They say, bring him here. When they begin to see the wonders that you are performing, they will know that your God is good. He has called us not just to dominate, he has called us to influence through the light and through the salt. Shall we rise on our feet? You must understand that the call is a call to influence. Somebody say, I am created for influence. Say, I am created for influence. If you understand what I'm saying now, you need to cry to God. The grace to shine and to preserve. The grace to walk in the wealth and the riches that will represent God properly. Father, release upon me today. Open your mouth and pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you praying at all? Hey, grace to influence through light and through salt. Ask for the grace. Lakupa dagazadadarashada. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I know the thought that I have for you. It's not the thought of evil. Haba. People of God, whatever it will cost you to get yourself out of poverty, by exploring the kingdom system of seeding, of wisdom. Some of you, what you need is wisdom. When God releases wisdom upon you, wealth will come. Stop running after businesses without wisdom. It's time for wealth, people of God. It's time for wealth. I want you to cry to God. Oh God, my Father, I ask for the grace, for wisdom that will push me into wealth. Open your mouth and pray in the name of God. Are you praying? Stop misrepresenting our God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray from today and sort, you shall be a blessing to your generation. Say a good amen. Someone was with me yesterday and I were discussing. I said, with all the financial commitment I've put myself into now, there is no way I can survive without having 400,000 per month. There is no way. I said, if I want to feed my family, my target every month is 500,000 now to pay back the things I've invested my hand into. Imagine I have somebody who's going to give me 1 million in church per month. And I've left the job now that is giving me salary. And there's no way I can survive less than 500,000 per month now. There is no way. And I don't expect the money in any salary. You better wake up. Maybe because he's the manager of the company, that's why he's disturbing us in church. Where is the manager now? Officially on Sunday we will announce in the church, but Mercy Throne Mission has just bought 10 acres of land for the ministry. We are moving. If you don't have wealth, we will suffer. I taught in this house about generational impact investment. I told you, all of you must buy city. You must build a city for God. Not talking, doing. This hand to mouth faith that you are carrying will not change anything. And I finished paying the money, we are buying more. We are building city for Jesus. Let me see one demon called Boko Haram that will come there, or any ass man, then they will know who we are. 10 acres. That's not baby. 10 acres. That's 60 plots for Jesus. Better wake up. Father, the wisdom that will launch me into wealth to represent you as an ambassador, release upon me. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. The wisdom that is needed. Karabato Sotopayala. Legete belebele.